Let's go to Colorado now and the fight to stop wildfires. More than 6 million homes throughout the country are at significant risk from fires. And for the most part, it's up to residents to work together to protect their homes. But conversations about cutting down beloved trees in a neighborhood can be tough. Colorado Public Radio's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports on how some homeowners in Colorado are trying to cooperate to improve safety.
As Shelley Olson walks around the charred rubble of what was her Grand Lake home, she points to a pile of things that survived one of the largest wildfires in state history.
You can see my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law piled all of my silver for my grandmother. We just kind of did some digging. All the silver was right around here, so dining room area.
Olson is the assistant chief for Grand Fire Protection District 1, and for the last 10 years, she's focused her work on helping communities protect themselves from flames. She even formed a group to educate residents on what to do.
I didn't think it would happen to me. No. Like, EMTs are really bad patients. Like, nurses and doctors, we're really bad patients. It's like that. You know, we're so good at speaking about it and telling everyone else, and then do we always take our own advice? You know, it's like, I don't know.
Olson does believe that the work she did around her home to try and prevent it from burning down would have worked if the East Troublesome Fire had behaved like a normal fire. But it didn't. It exploded in a single night. Residents had minutes to evacuate.
We accepted the risk to live in the woods. And so we have to do everything we can to be adaptive to living in the woods. But when a firestorm like this comes through, it's like, what could we have done? But you have to keep spreading the word. Wildfire is not going away.
Climate change likely means more fires, and with more people living in risky areas, mitigation becomes more important. Individuals can do a lot, but if a neighbor hasn't cleared dead material, kept the lawn green and trimmed, and cut down some trees, it leaves all the homes near it at risk. But working together can be hard. Hannah Brinkert-Smith is an associate research professor at the University of Colorado Boulder.
There are some people who are going to do it and some people who aren't. But there's a lot that can shift in a community, and what we want to do is understand how and why, and can that knowledge be leveraged?
Brinkert-Smith works with a team of social scientists and wildfire practitioners, like Shelley Olson, to help their efforts, which she says are worth it.
We're spending so much money on suppression. Firefighters are putting their lives at risk when we could be investing instead at the front end of the problem. And at that front end, actions by human beings are the key to reducing risk.
The Wildfire Research Center analyzes data from different states, and in every place they've worked.
When people report that they've talked with their neighbor about wildfire risk, they have reported doing more risk mitigation.
That's why the leading wildfire preparedness program requires a local resident to take the lead on getting their neighborhood prepared.
And then they go and connect with those neighbors and help them identify the risks because they're a known figure.
That's Megan Fitzgerald McGowan, a program specialist with FireWise USA.
They're not scary. They're not the government. They're your neighbor.
The FireWise program is run by the National Fire Protection Association, which has done years of research on what helps to keep a home from burning down. They've found that it's not usually a wall of flames that destroys a building. Instead, embers will land on a nearby tree or a pile of dead leaves or whatever is stuck in the gutters. When that catches fire, the home can be next, and then the next.
It's kind of like that idea of herd immunity. Your property can impact my property and maybe that person across the street. And if we all work together to reduce that shared risk, we improve our overall situation.
In the mountain town of Silverthorne, Lisa Kendall and Doug Spainhauer are caretakers of a private subdivision. They live here, and the Homeowners Association hires them to do work around the property. 20 years ago,
this whole ranch looked completely different. There was dense forest, the whole ranch was. So all the people that lived here, that's what they were used to. They didn't take into consideration the fact that it was basically a tinderbox.
Doug and Lisa were concerned for their community, so they started talking to their neighbors about doing FireWise work. At first, it didn't look promising.
Just that initial angst over, oh, you want to cut live trees, why? It took a little while for people to digest that having a live tree right near your home, that equates to more risk to your house burning down.
Once they started doing the work, the homeowners realized the benefits.
It's easier to walk through, it's easier to ride the horses through, there's a lot more wildlife. it's not such a bad thing to not have so many trees around us anymore.
And the growing threat of wildfire has motivated the community to keep up the work. For Here and Now, I'm Michael Elizabeth Sakis.